upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Welcome to Sandeep Talks, a space where words become bridges to inner awakening, hope, and transformation. Today, I want to take you on a reflective journey through a poem that I recently wrote, The Collapse We Build. This poem speaks to the fragility of our world, the systems we have created, and the human sufferings we often overlook. It's a heartfelt call to awaken from this chaos and rebuild with compassion and love. Let me share it with you. The collapse we build. Farmers fall, students fade. Now men surrender to the blade. Their silent screams, a haunting cry. Why must our brothers choose to die? A world of jobs, yet none with grace. Poor conditions, a soul's disgrace. Good jobs glimmer, but hollow inside, where dignity and joy cannot reside. Governments promise, but fail to act. Policies crumble, dreams contract. Lifestyles break under wealth's weight. Humanity lost at progress's gate. Relationships fracture, herds grow cold, human values are bartered, sold. Birth rates drop, yet pain and rife. We exploit each other, we exploit life. What worth is ambition, wealth, or might? When morals vanish in the night. Without compassion, without care, the monstrous chaos will strip us bare. This isn't fate. It's what we create. A system of greed, a world of hate. But awaken now before we fall. Let love and kindness rebuilt it all. Governments, leaders, heed this call. Lift the weary, protect them all. For if humanity remains ignored, we will face a collapse none can afford. This poem is not just words. It's a mirror reflecting the lives of farmers who toil but are forgotten, students who dream but are crushed, and workers who give their all yet live without dignity or joy at their workplaces, in their lives, in their homes. Why is that in a world so advanced, with opportunities glimmering everywhere, the human soul feels so hollow? Why are we building systems that fail to nurture life but instead suffocate it? As I wrote this poem, I thought of the silent screams of those who choose to surrender. The man, the woman, and the women who have lost hope because society has failed to protect them collectively. I thought about the promises made by leaders and governments, promises that crumble like, you know, sandcastles against the tide of greed and indifference. It's heartbreaking, really, to see the humanity trade its soul for wealth, power, and ambition. But this isn't destiny, right? It's a system we have built. And because we have built it, we have the power to rebuild it. Why not? So how do we change this? It starts with us. Yes, it starts with us. It starts with awakening to the truth that life is not just about ambition or wealth. It's about connection, compassion, and care. Leaders, governments, and every individual listening today or will listen at some time, I urge you to pause, reflect, and ask yourself, are you building something meaningful? Or are you unknowingly contributing to this collapse? Ask yourself, every one of us. The solution is always there, and it lies in love, kindness, and humanity. It lies in lifting those who are weary, in protecting those who are vulnerable, and in creating systems that prioritize human dignity over profits. This poem is my call to action for you, for me, and for all of us. Let us awaken now. How much we want to continue things like that? Let us awaken now before it is too late. Let us choose compassion over chaos and kindness over greed. Why can't we do the simplest thing that we are meant to do? Because if we don't, we will face a collapse none of us can afford. And we are already heading in that direction. We are setting new trends of chaos every single day. But if we do, imagine the world we could create. So, thank you for listening to this episode of Sandeep Talks. If this message resonates with you, share it with someone who needs to hear it. Let's build a community of awakened individuals, leaders, and no matter what age group you are, you can be students, you can be adult, you can be youth, you can be working professional, you can be senior, you can be any expert, you can be anyone. You know, but if you are ready to transform the world with love and purpose, let's come together. Don't wait. Don't act like you are not human being. Don't act like you are not even sensitive enough to rise above your selfish reasons. Your life that revolves around self-centric life. You know, come out of that. Come out of that system that world has created and see beyond things. See the bigger picture. Until next time, remember, your inner awakening, your awakened leader, holds the power to spark a global revolution. Take care. See you next time.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.